For Radio K-Man News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins. Three men have been arrested following an operation in Georgetown. On Friday, April 19th, officers conducting patrols in Georgetown observed persons who appeared to be engaging in suspicious activity at a business complex on School Road. Officers attended the location to conduct further inquiries and detected the strong scent of marijuana. As a result, officers detained three men and conducted searches of the men, their vehicles, and the surrounding area under the Misuse of Drugs Act. During the searches, officers recovered suspected marijuana from several locations where the three men previously were. Also recovered were small packages containing suspected cocaine, along with over $10,000 in cash made up of CI and US on the men and in their vehicles. The men, ages 37, 40, and 45, of Georgetown, were all arrested on suspicion of possession of ganja, possession with intent to supply ganja, possession with intent to supply cocaine, and consumption of a controlled substance. Searches of the residences of the men were also conducted, with another quantity of cash being recovered, along with drug paraphernalia and other illegal items. The men were subsequently granted bail, pending further investigations. The National Security Council spends their March 19th meeting discussing police, border, and public safety issues. Radio K-Man's Kersley Fuller has more.
Up first, the NCC got a brief from the Commissioner of Police in relation to the ongoing investigations from the February 25th mass shooting at Ed Bush Stadium in West Bay. They also got updates on other, quote, firearms-enabled offenses, acquisition crime, serious violence, and the sexual exploitation of, quote, young at-risk females. Turning to Customs and Border Control, the department head there updated the council on the number of seizures and operations that took place between February 20th and March 19th, along with statistics regarding irregular migrants. From there, the NCC watched a presentation by the chief officer for the Ministry of Home Affairs and the acting director of Public Safety Communications on the national CCTV program. Finally, the council agreed to resume monthly meetings. You can find the full minutes online at gov.ky. I'm Kersley Fuller.
The NCC is chaired by Her Excellency, the Governor, Jane Owen. IMG Trust Company announces the recent appointments of Colin Robinson and Mitchell Davies, BEM, to their board. Mr. Robinson joins from Strategic Risk Solutions Cayman, where he was responsible for the development and growth of their captive insurance business until the end of 2023. He currently serves as the treasurer of the Cayman Islands Chamber of Commerce and has held several other leadership positions, including chair of the Insurance Managers Association of Cayman. Mr. Davies is a seasoned legal academic with previous experience at two UK universities, serving as director of the Truman Bodden Law School in Cayman for over 30 years, where he is responsible for all aspects of operational excellence and strategic planning. Now we turn to the BBC with a check on international news. For Radio Cayman, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins.
BBC News with Julie Candler. President Biden has said that the US will begin sending new military assistance to Ukraine within hours after he signed a long-awaited bill passed by Congress. Speaking at a press conference at the White House, Mr. Biden said the aid would make America and the world safer. Israeli officials have confirmed that they're moving ahead with plans for a military assault on Rafah in southern Gaza, where they say several Hamas battalions remain. There have been repeated international appeals for Israel not to undertake a full-scale attack on the city. The Israeli Defense Minister says the army has killed half of Hezbollah's commanders in southern Lebanon over recent months. Yoav Gallant said those who remained alive were in hiding. Maritime security firms say there may have been another attack on shipping in the Gulf of Aden. The alert follows reports of an explosion southeast of Djibouti. Reports from Iran say a popular rapper has been sentenced to death for supporting anti-government protests that erupted 18 months ago. Tumaj Salehi was arrested after backing the demonstrations in his songs. BBC News.